Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this October 31st.
That is it. All right. Philippians 4:6 is our do not fear scripture, and it's a great one. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah and amen.
That's a good one, baby.
Mm-mm.
On today's call, we're going to talk about, are you where you're supposed to be? I want you to take you on a recent journey with me, at least part of the way. And don't worry, if you're traveling me, you'll always be traveling first class. I earned the right to fly first class as I have nearly 7 million miles with American Airlines alone. I hold a platinum premium flyer designation for life, and I don't have to requalify again. So 9 of 10 flights, I get upgraded to first class. And like I said, if you're traveling with me, so do you most of the time. As you may know, people who hold first class tickets are allowed to board the airplane first. I prefer being seated before the plane begins to fill with people carrying luggage. It's way too full to properly fit over in the overhead bin. People often carry luggage that, well, they place in the bin without the assistance of someone else. On one particular flight, I noticed two passengers who had coach tickets placing their luggage in the first class bin, even though the first class passengers had not boarded yet. Frankly, that's inconsiderate and rude. 1 Corinthians 10:31, Message Bible. At the same time, don't be callous in your exercise of freedom, thoughtlessly stepping on the toes of those who aren't as free as you are. I try my best to be considerate of everyone's feelings in all these matters. I hope you will do so as well. If you ever boarded a flight late because of a connecting flight, it's frustrating to find all the luggage space taken. This is particularly true if the space has been taken by someone who didn't pay for or earn the right to put their baggage in the first class area. Now, this is important. The Lord prompted me to remind you that this teaching is not about the irritations of traveling or having your baggage space taken by someone unauthorized to do so, but rather something God specifically showed me on this trip. As these people placed their luggage in the first class bins and walked toward the back, the Lord pressed on my heart. He said, that's the way many of my children are. They want the benefit of my blessings without paying the price or earning the right to be blessed. Some of God's children want the blessings financially without having activated the laws of seed time and harvest. Some of God's children want to walk in divine health without exercising their faith or believing God for his healing virtue to flow over them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Some of God's children want to be in his presence without spending the time necessary to develop an intimacy with him. Some of God's children want to be successful in life without having meditated on his word day and night. If you've ever been to a major sporting event, you'll notice that people are being removed from seats which they did not have tickets for. Apparently, it's a somewhat common practice with people who buy less expensive tickets to try to move into the more expensive seats till somebody shows up to claim their seats, or they're asked to leave by an usher. Wow. While this may be an accepted practice due to the commonality, God showed me, once again, it points to the problem of people wanting something or taking something for which they did not pay the price to earn.
In Proverbs 25, verses 6 and 7, Proverbs 25, 6, and 7, it says, do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. For it is better that he say to you, come up here, than that you should be lowered in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. This teaching is about people who want the benefits of blessings of God without paying the price or earning the right to get them. God offers us so many blessings that truly we are blessed to be able to even claim them. In fact, it's kind of like boss bringing the nephew into a management position over you when in fact he knows nothing about the business and you have 10 years of experience. Things like that can happen on planet Earth. There are people who want the prosperity of God without having a relationship with God. And you know what? It doesn't really work that way. We need to know the principles and we need to know how to put them to work. And fortunately, God keeps his own books. You know, when a person has one foot in the world and one foot in the Word, it doesn't average out. It's not like taking boiling water and putting one foot in boiling water and another foot in freezing water. The temperature of your body is not going to be average or average it out. There is a price to be paid for everything that we do. Walking in the blessings and the benefits of our Heavenly Father, we first have to spend the time in his presence to develop the personal relationship, you know, with him. I've been married to my husband for 51 years.
Yay.
And I can tell you, and he could tell you all the statistics, but I can tell you that when we, you know, when we first met, we didn't know each other as well as we know each other today. The point being, we spent time with each other, and it was not just Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights like some people have a relationship with the Lord, never cracking the Bible, you know, each day. To spend that time being in the Word and getting to know the one who wrote the Word. Isaiah 26:9 in the New Living Translation says, all night long I search for you. In the morning I earnestly seek for God. For only when you come to judge the earth will people learn what is right. We're to begin each day seeking his presence, being in his presence, determining his will for our lives, putting our plans, hopes, blessings, and everything in his and thanking him every morning for all the things that he's done. Wouldn't hurt to go to bed, like we always like to say, thanking him for what he's done for that day. Proverbs 8, verse 32 in the Message Bible says, so my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me. Awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, listen to this, this is so good. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death. You know, one of the things that I find with Christians is that the blessings of God are such a blessing. Why would you even want to go any other way? Why would you even want to have a foot in the world and not put them both squarely in the Word? Because that is the only place we're going to find, well, life, peace, and everything that we're looking for. There's a divine order in life, in receiving God's blessings and benefits, and it's fundamental to live successfully. It's called the principle of 633. That's what we named it, and I don't know if we got it from someplace else. We might have. It's also known as Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
You know, honey, I particularly liked, and I know you do too, the Amplified translation of the verse.
Yes.
Which says, but seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. We're to do things God's way. He comes first. We're to seek his righteousness and to follow his way of doing things. We put our relationship with him first. We seek to implement His written instructions in the Word of God first. When we obey His commands, when we're obedient to His Word, when we want nothing more than to be in His presence, then, and only then, all these things be given to us. What are these things? Well, having a home and the mortgage paid in full is the thing. Having all our debts, including car payments, credit cards, student loans, and other debt paid in full, that's the thing. Having enough money to send our children, grandchildren, to a proper university, that's the thing. Having enough money to fully fund our retirement years, an investment portfolio, that's the thing. These are all things that people want, but we've got to be willing to pay the price with time and energy, to be in His presence, to experience His manifold grace and blessings. We can try to be first class with God, but make no mistake, He recognizes a poser when He sees one. So the question is, are you where you're supposed to be? If the answer is in His presence, then you are in the right place. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
Hallelujah. We love you. We appreciate you.
We do.
God bless you. Bye-bye.